Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 till 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa, okay, look. It's just Saturday mornings from 8 till 10. Check it out. Making Bacon, CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.
Hi, I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. It's episode 736, and what a selection for this week's show. Tracks out of the States, UK, Australia, Nicaragua, Mexico, France. It's another classic Retrospect episode, which we're getting underway in the States, a full set of tracks out of the States. Starting off, this gets a little noisy, this is The Facts of Life.
Vicious scum.
Retrospect.
Yeah. I'm Hayden Jones from Wales, UK, and you're listening to the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Yes, you're with Retrospect, episode 736. We kicked off this week with Facts of Life. There's not a lot of information about this band, but they are out of Pennsylvania, just west of the Philadelphia city line. Track that kicked off with a great blast of distortion called I've Seen Darker Nights, released October 1967 on a label called Frana, possibly the only release on that label. Followed them up with a band called Finnegan's Wake, from 1967, released on a label called Discs Coat, out of the States. A-side of their second 45 from 1967, a track called Situation Sad, which is a cover of a song called La Popée qui fait non by Mikhail Polnareff, French singer-songwriter. And then The Legends, covering The Shadows of Night track I'm Gonna Make You Mine, also covered by The Clique and, well, Luke Christie as well. The Legends, I'm Gonna Make You Mine. This podcast is a labor of love, and if you dig the result, you're welcome to support my work and shout me a coffee or a beer. It's simple. Visit buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Phil Gray. That's buymeacoffee.com/MrPhilGrey. Cheers. Appreciate it. Let's get back into the show. Heading to the UK now for Paul Ritchie and the Crying Shames. Out of Liverpool, Joe Meek production. They were previously just known as the Crying Shames. Debut 45 on Decca in 1966. Couple of other releases called Live on Radio and Television 66, 7-inch EP. So from that, 7-inch 45 RPM EP, actually released in 2019. Here is their cover of The Who's Circles.
Caught up in a whirlpool and dragging me down. speaking to Normie before the show, and I said, what is going to happen, you know, with everybody leaving, the librettos breaking up, the Playboy's going, Normie going, everybody's going, the Twilight's going to England. And he said, there's a fabulous group, which Normie thinks, and I think too, because we saw them before the show, are going to really be one of the biggest names in Australia, and we'd like you to make them really feel at home. They're very unusual. They're called the Running, Jumping, Standing Still with Doodooah Diddy.
Their ideology doesn't work.
I think I've ever been able to understand myself was on an acid trip. Then things were really clear.
take it right out home.
Had a pretty diverse set, starting off in the UK, Paul, Richie and the Cry and Shames covering The Who's Circles off a 45 RPM EP called Live on Radio and Television 66. Then we went to Australia for RJSS, which is short for The Running, Jumping, Standing Still. Australian rock band formed in August 1966 by some members of The Missing Links. They were together through to 68. So what happened is the Missing Links were over. Guitarist Doug Ford and singer Andy James shifted to Melbourne, decided to form the Running, Jumping, Standing Still, who were described as the new Missing Links. They had quite a few lineup changes, actually, including at the very end of 1966, Andy James, the lead singer, leaving in dramatic fashion after suffering a brain hemorrhage on stage. So we had Diddy Wah Diddy, taken from a TV show called The Go Show, The Running, Jumping, Standing Still. Then back to the UK for a track called Now That We're Through, lifted from the comp called Riot of the Amphetamine Generation. This track, credited for a long time, in fact, still is credited as being by a completely unknown band, but I believe it actually was a band called The Unit 5. I know nothing about them. The Unit 5, or unknown, Now That We're Through. Then back to the States for the Derelicts, D-A-R-E-L-Y-K-S. Obscure 60s band, a rare and highly sought-after record called Bad Trip from the Derelicts.
Through your presence here today, you are contributing to another broadcasting milestone.
Well, here's an interesting one. Many people know of a band called The Spiders out of the States, a band which featured Alice Cooper. But this goes even earlier. Arizona garage surf band The Laser Beats from 1966. Recorded at Arizona Recorders. So two band members, Dennis Dunaway and Neil Smith, would later join the Spiders, and they would become Alice Cooper. So here we go, the Laser Beats. This is called Rampage.
This life is wild and we like it that way. So on this rampage we're gonna stay. Rampage, we're on the move. Rampage, got nothing to lose. Rampage, come along with me and just see how wild this rampage can be. Up early in the morning, go to bed late at night. In between there's a mad rushing fight. There's action hither and there's action yon. So come on, everybody, everybody, come on. So come on, everybody, everybody, come on. Rampage, we're on the move.
Rampage!
Got nothing to lose. Rampage, come along with me and just see how wild this rampage can be.
Two, three.
Bat six. Bat six. When you got me,
well, I took my
saw your movie, and everything was looking kind of groovy. So I stuck my arm around her, and she says, hey, what's this? I says, come on, baby, give me a little kiss. She said, nothing doing. So I says, well, then let's go down the lakes. She says, well, maybe, give me a couple of them pat steaks.
Pat steaks. Pat steaks. Where do you grab me? It's nothing more than the streets.
Now, by the time I got down there, my stomach was growling pretty loud, but it took me an hour and a half to push my way through that crowd. So I walked up to the window, and everybody around there heard me shout, hey, cuz, give me two to go, one with and one without.
Pat steaks. Pat steaks. Where do you grab me? It's not the Morton streets.
So I made my way back with all this pushing and shoving to get my girl to state so we could get down to some loving. By the time I got back to my car, much to my surprise, my girl was surrounded by this big bunch of guys. She drove off in the dust with this guy in a gray felt hat. Hey, what do you think? My broad split with Pat.
Pat steaks. Pat steaks. Where do you grab me? It's not the Morton streets. Where do you grab me? It's not the Morton streets.
Pretty bad, but they're not as bad as that.
Retrospect.
This is Bruce Gordon, bassist from Chicago's own original garage band, The Cave Dwellers. You're tuned to Phil Gray and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Rock on, rock Phil! On,
down.
with four tracks, starting with the Laser Beats, pre-Alice Cooper, a track called Rampage, then A Curio. And it was actually Phil's pick of the week. If you follow me on the socials, you will have seen my weekly Phil's pick posts. Sal Massey's Untouchables. So Sal Massey Jr. was a sought-after performer on cruise ships and nightclubs and casinos throughout Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Las Vegas. This one's more of a novelty track, Sal Massey's Untouchables, B-side of a 45 released on Lucky Records, a track called Pat's Steaks. Followed them up with British band Tinsel Arcade from London, unreleased at the time. It was just an acetate, which was picked up on the comp called From Morden to Wimbledon, a trip through the forest of Oak Records, 1967 to 1970. That's a 2022 compilation. But the recording from 1967, the track Baby You've Got It, a cover of a song by Morris and the Radiance, who were out of Chicago, and actually made up of members who met singing in the youth choir of Greater Harvest Baptist Church. So the Tinsel Arcade, Baby You've Got It, and we wrapped the set with a band called The Indifference from Tyler, Texas, on Valor Records, a July 1966 B-side called Cindy. Dig what you hear?
Yeah.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more.
Yeah.
It's time to head towards some global garage now. We're starting off in Managua, Nicaragua, with Los Helions, from their 1968 The Helions LP, this is Encienda Mi Fuego, or Light My Fire.
Thank you.
hear they're really bad.
Retrospect.
Ayúdeme a alguien de, necesito ayuda de, ayuda por favor. De muchos corazones siempre me burlé, yo me burlé, y ahora que yo estoy tan solo, ayuda pediré. Pero no me arrepiento, porque así logré, así logré, que tener gran salida, la necesitaré. Quiero que me quieras a mí, que me ayudes un poquito a ser feliz. Quiero que me quieras a mí, por favor. Ahora recuerdo que cuando te conocí, no sé, yo me pediste esa ayuda y toda te la di. Pero si tú ahora me quieres ayudar, ayuda, yo te prometo quererte por un y alejaría de ti. Quiero que me quieras a mí, que me ayudes un poquito a ser feliz. Quiero que me quieras a mí, por favor, ayúdame.
You are listening to this kind of dirt. I mean, if you've got pictures of these trashy people, if you're reading these dirty magazines that promote this kind of stuff, this altar just fits your needs.
Starting off in Nicaragua with Los Hellions doing Light My Fire off their self-titled LP from 1968, which also includes a couple of covers, Un Hombre Peculiar, that must be a most peculiar man, also Mrs. Robinson, Simon and Garfunkel. Followed them with Mexican band Los Gliders, active 58 through to 1967. They're from Mexico City, from the Montezuma neighborhood. 1960, they recorded their first single, brought them some notoriety on the national scene. Their first full-length LP released October 1962. And at that time, band members were 18 years old, two members, 21 years old for one of them, and one of the youngest musicians in Mexican rock and roll, Mario Gonzalez, just 12 years old. They were active through to 1967. Los Gliders, we had their cover of the Beatles' Help called Auxilio. And we wrapped the set with one of the most successful Indo-rock bands out of Singapore. They were called The Swallows, played quite often with a guy called Kasim Salamat. The Swallows, Angok Bilis.
This guy, go back to his old shows.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelic.
We're going to have a little bit more global garage. Now, one from a band called Los Polares, although earlier they were known as Los Polares, with an I rather than an E. They were from Barcelona, formed in the late 50s. They actually took part in a beat band contest in Recklinghausen in Germany in early 1966. Came fifth place, actually stayed there for 6 months, playing around Germany. And in 1966, an EP was released by Sonoplay, with covers of the Eiley Brothers, Mamas and the Papas and the Pretty Things. So here we go. Here is a Pretty Things cover. This is called Droga.
Spends too much time on foreign.
Retrospect.
Roll out, girl. Roll out, girl. Roll out, girl. Roll out, girl. Roll out, girl.
Well, we kick that set off with a cover of the Pretty Things classic LSD titled Droga from Los Pilares. From an EP out of 1966 called Que Chica Tan Formal. Follow that with Anna Karina, Danish and French film actress, director, writer, model and singer, one time wife of Jean-Luc Godard. Her singing career started towards the end of the 60s with a major hit called Sola Sole Exactement and the track we had, Roller Girl, written by Serge Gainsbourg. Both of them from a TV musical comedy called Anna from 1967. This podcast is a labor of love. And if you dig the result, you're welcome to shout me a coffee or a beer. It's really easy. Visit buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Phil Gray. That's buymeacoffee.com/MrPhilGrey. Cheers. Let's get back into the music. Leaving you with an instrumental, which is the thing I do here on Retrospect. Before I do that, a reminder about back episodes, many, many available on all podcasting platforms. If you have the opportunity to like, follow, subscribe, or rate and review, please do that. And remember, you can follow me on the socials. Just search Retrospect 60s Garage. You'll find me on Facebook and Insta primarily. Also on Blue Sky and TikTok. And if you feel like buying me a beer, you can do that too. Just check any social post. Heading out with an instrumental, as we do here on Retrospect, this is a really interesting one. Mexican band The Tempers, or Los Tempers, released an album on a label called Maya called La Onda Credence Instrumental. The hint's in the title. It is entirely instrumental versions of Credence Clearwater tracks. So from that, we have their cover of Graveyard Train. It's called Cementerio de Trenes. This is Los Tempers. Seeing us out. Thanks for being here. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Hi, I'm Brian from the Lemon Twigs. This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
A word that gets used a lot at a radio station is the verb broadcast, as in to broadcast. Ever wonder about the past and future tenses of that word? Are you tempted to say, I broadcasted my show, or my show will be broadcasted? Well, actually, most standard English dictionaries say that the past and future tenses of the word broadcast are exactly that, broadcast, and not broadcasted. So, if in doubt, it's probably okay to say broadcasted, and there are a couple of dictionaries that allow for that, but you're probably safest saying, I have broadcast my show. You're listening to A Gramophone with Daniel Wolfe.
So they tell me